USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Still optimism from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the hunt for a budget and deficit deal.
Challenges on certain points that we have differences in, but I believe we can find the common ground there.
But one of the House Republican negotiators, Garrett Graves of Louisiana, is still not happy with the White House stand.
They are refusing to truly change the trajectory, to truly reduce spending, and that is a red line. We're not going to continue doing the way things have been done. It's irresponsible.
While South Carolina Democrat James Clyburn says President Biden still has the ultimate power.
The 14th Amendment is still there, and as President of the United States, he has some authority to use it.
But Clyburn says he'd much rather see McCarthy and House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries hammer out a deal. Clyburn says divided government necessitates a compromise. A Nazi flag among the items seized from a U-Haul truck that crashed into barricades in Lafayette Park across from the White House last night. The driver, a 19-year-old from suburban St. Louis, is under arrest. NBC's reporting that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will launch his presidential campaign tomorrow night during a Twitter discussion with Twitter's owner, Elon Musk. DeSantis will follow up with a Miami treat for big money donors and then visits to New Hampshire and Iowa. Pushback from billionaire Harlan Crow to the Senate Judiciary Committee's attempts to investigate his friendship with Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. CNN quotes a letter from Crow to the panel that claims it doesn't have the authority to investigate. Take precautions. The old line may work. The Centers for Disease Control says the number of HIV cases in the U.S. in 2021 was around 32,000, a 12% drop from 4 years earlier. The CDC says younger people may indeed be taking more precautions to avoid infection. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Social media is making news on several fronts. TikTok is suing the state of Montana over its recently passed ban on any resident of the state using the app. Lawyers say the ban violates the First Amendment. WhatsApp is coming out with a feature that will allow you to edit your messages within 15 minutes of sending them. You've probably seen how artificial intelligence can create anything from an answer to a simple question to an entire novel. Now Adobe is integrating AI into Photoshop. You'll be able to extend images, add items, and remove objects. And Venmo is unveiling a version of its money-sharing app for teens, but you will be able to monitor how your kids are using it. Experts say it's important to have a hard talk with your kids about just how to use it. In the year since 19 students and two teachers were killed by a gunman inside a school in Uvalde, Texas, as police stood outside, the city's hired an independent investigator. But the county DA has refused to turn over important evidence to that investigator. Now, a possible way forward.
We've reached an agreement with the judge looking over the shoulders of both parties.
Uvalde City Manager Vince DiPiazza says both the city and the DA, who is conducting her own investigation, have agreed to a deal that he says is vital for both.
It really is key for us to get done the part that we have to do and to do it right. We don't want any backtracking. We don't want any do-overs.
Tomorrow's the one-year anniversary of the shootings at Robb Elementary School. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.